This is CliffCentral.com.
Ah, yes. Good morning, everybody. Here we are. We're Liado Mepriad. Yes, it's, I'm back. I'm back from my one day of being sick. I sounded like a tractor yesterday. I still sound a little bit like a tractor now. But I sounded like a tractor yesterday. I was just useless. I lay in bed. I'd see her phone me at the usual, like 4:30 or whatever. He's like, morning. And yeah, I see his old chipper. So I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, oh, you sound, so I said,
yes. So he goes, I was trying to be nice. I didn't want to point out the obvious.
See you later. So I go,
yes.
And then about 5 minutes, I got up, I went to the bathroom, and I was going, trying to clear my throat, trying to sound like a human. And eventually I got there, and I was like, I can't do this. I hate admitting weakness. You know, it's my least favorite thing. But I looked in the mirror, I looked like shit, which is usual, but I sounded like shit as well, which really caught me by surprise. And then I thought, nah, I can't do this. I got to get back into bed. And I got to schwitz this thing out, and I've got to feel better about myself, and there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I had one or two meetings scheduled for the morning, which I had to cancel, and I just said, sorry, guys, you've got to handle things. But this morning is very exciting. Why? Because we have brought someone along who I know everybody loves. It's Leanne Moll.
It's me. I'm back, bitches. She's
back. Yay. How are you, ass?
Oh, better than you.
Well, listen, you had a shitty time. Weren't you in hospital because you had some kind of infection?
Yeah, I was in hospital for a week with, the diagnosis was the diagnosis was prolonged severe asthma attack and acute bronchitis.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did they do for you for that? Did they put you on machines?
I had so much cortisone. I had it in every orifice. I inhaled it. I had it intravenously.
God. And that makes you swell up, right?
Yeah, I was like a little hot air balloon baby. Oh, man,
that's horrendous. You poor woman.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So it's over now.
Were there any creepy doctors and nurses who touched you inappropriately? Like
No, but my ward was strange.
Hashtag me too.
I was in a ward with five other women, and we all had to share one manky bath.
Oh my God.
So I didn't bath for a week.
Oh,
it was just better than putting my bum on the mold. That was the woman next to me. Yeah. She did that every morning in the bathroom. Then I had to go in after her.
You had to share a bath with these other women.
Yeah.
How horrible. That's like being in a concentration camp. It really is.
Well, it was quite institutional. I mean, everyone was very religious.
Oh, really? Oh. Except you.
So,
how did you get through?
I woke up to the sound of everyone singing hymns in the morning.
You weren't kidnapped by a cult.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, I was all drugged up. I woke up in the morning to hymns and praise and people basically laying their hands on me.
Oh, so they were trying to heal you as well?
Well, they were trying to be all motivational. And
at least they tried. I mean, they didn't know they had a tough customer in you.
I was woken up the one night and where they were all staring over me over my bed. And one was shaking my foot and saying, please, please stop snoring.
Shaking your foot?
Yes. Well, thank God that was all that they were shaking, but yeah.
God.
It wasn't my favorite at the time.
That sounds really, really rough. My God. Because you told me, 6 weeks ago or so, you were like, yeah, I'll come and pop in on the show. That'll be fun. And I thought, this is going to be great. Then you sent me this really depressing message. You were like, I don't know if I'm ever going to make it.
And, you know, the worst was, I didn't have any visitors either. It was just one of those.
God.
Because I was supposed to be there for 2 days, and then everyone said, I'll see you when you get home. Then it extended to three, and I said, I'm fine, don't come. Then to four, do you have pajamas? Yeah, I kind of do. So nobody visited me either. It was just.
Oh, God, how depressing.
Mm.
How long were you stuck in there with no visitors?
I think it was 6 days or something.
Oh.
Felt like 6 weeks.
Oh, and did you think so alone and poor and sad me and. I'm just going to lie here and...
I don't know. There were people who were worse off than me.
Eventually switch off my machines.
There was a woman next to me who waited for surgery for about... She'd been there for about 11 days.
Oh, my God. And no one came.
No, she would put on a little surgery hat every day. No one would fetch her.
So, and then do you know whether she made it?
Well, I'm surprised she did because they kept on saying null by mouth. So she wasn't eating or drinking anything, just waiting every day. They'd come around at 11 and say...
She was basically on a fast.
Yeah, she wasn't happy. So I felt good about myself in that regard because I was eating three good meals a day. A lot of jelly. It was great.
Oh, my God, what a life.
Things that make me excited these days, you know.
All right, well, there's lots of stuff we have to talk about this morning. We've actually decided, because last week's Hot Sauce show was such a big win, we've decided that today we'll drink a little bit. And we've brought in three different kinds. And, of course, we brought in our expert, Leanne Moll. We've brought in three different kinds of liquor here. I thought that we'd give people options. It's a very fine bottle of tequila.
If you do say so yourself.
It is. It's really good. It's signed by Jesus Hernandez, who's the chief distiller of all the Olmeca products.
He's my favorite
worldwide.
Jesus.
He's your favorite Jesus. Mm. He's my second favorite. The other guy kind of made an impact.
Says for Man City.
There's a bottle of bottle of Fireball, which I thought might be good for my throat.
Fireball number six.
Even heat that up a bit.
A bit of cinnamon. Mm. Yeah,
spice like a hot with toddy. Six secret spices.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like KFC, liquid KFC. Mm. And then that one in the middle has
with got no label.
It's got no label. It's got a piece of cardboard
wrapped. This is what you put into a bloody lawnmower.
Yeah. It's the same
stuff.
It's got
industrial cardboard, and it's got barbed wire around it.
And like packing tape.
Yeah, it really does look like the kind of stuff you'd start a car with. A bad car. Mm. By the way, there was a car on the highway this morning. What is wrong with a car when it's pumping out smoke? But the whole highway was basically made invisible by the smoke.
Oh, jeez.
It was horrendous.
So many wrong things there.
So many. Are you sure it wasn't like a machine they use in clubs? No.
It was like that.
Smoke machine.
Except the smoke wasn't white, it was black. Ugh. Just so bad.
Yeah, that smoke will kill you. The smoke in club sets you free.
So, first of all, I heard a little bit of the show yesterday. Nolo, you're full of secrets, it turns out. Huh?
It was hardly a secret, Taker.
Married for 5 years and you didn't tell anyone?
I knew. Say something.
Girl, it's your business. I'm not about to go ahead and talk
about
it. Sia,
you share everyone's business.
Sia knew, hey? Like, wow. You knew all this time.
So what did we discover, Ben?
Well, that was kind of it, really. We didn't really delve too much into it. Like, we had a busy show yesterday.
Because how old were you when you got married?
19.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was 19. We met... at church. There was a point in my life where I was a good church girl.
Yeah, that's how they get them at 19.
Wow, guys.
Yeah, no, it's true. And that's how you get divorced 5 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 5 years.
He was a youth pastor.
Used his power, huh?
Not really, no. Like, we legit fell in love. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to talk about him and make him a bad person. We really did.
But he was sexy because he was the youth pastor as well. Yes, he had
a
powerful
man
position.
In uniform.
Power thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
come
no,
on.
Man.
I kind of see the vision. Oh, the way he licks his fingers is about to flick the page in the Bible.
Overshare.
Yeah, now we know
quotes
what you...
from Matthew, Luke, and Genesis.
Ooh. Now we know what Sia likes.
Adam and Eve were so naked, very naked.
Sia, look at you getting all turned on by the Bible. Wow.
Nothing like the book of Genesis.
If anyone's going to try and hit on Sia, then that's the way to make the move. Bring along your pocket Bible.
Like what is the age difference? Was he your age? Was he older?
That's a good question.
He was 10 years older.
Ooh.
So I was 19, he was 29.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, that's sort of... Did you have to keep it secret for a little while?
No, not really. Because when we started dating, obviously we had to declare, you know... that this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And if we had to go out, we had to be shepherds.
But you didn't have to hide it from the elders of the church or
anything? No, those are the first people we had to tell.
Jesus, Ben is pouring these. Ben is
bartender. Ben.
Ben is a thirsty bitch this morning.
Ben just walked in and threw some paper cups into the
so bad.
Into the carpet.
I mean, to drink liquor out of paper cups, I feel like a homeless person.
I'm sorry, where are these crystal tumblers that you have?
And do you know what I'm thinking about? As Nona's retelling her life, it sounds like we're really at a bar, just like someone talking about her life story, and we're gonna drink
Ben,
our problems.
Thanks, Ben, for ours. It's nice of you.
Yeah, he's like, it's Friday. I've had it.
Leanne, what would you like?
I have five cups. I have. Pour one thing at a time.
Make it just some Fireball.
I just poured this, which...
What do you want, ass? Do you feel like drinking so...
Well, I thought what I'd do... I thought maybe I should line my stomach with some wine or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Line my liver.
Do you want to line your stomach with a spiced liqueur?
We'll start off with some spice.
It's really
cinnamon and pancakes.
Yeah, let's all have one of those. Listen, it's not going to be like we are all falling over ourselves. We're going to be so drunk.
It's tasting.
It's sure. Of course we're going to be falling over ourselves. Nola, you've also got a glass here, a cup.
Yeah, Nolo, come and have some.
Classy establishment.
No, that smells really good.
It smells Does like...
It? Yeah.
It smells like cinnamon, right?
It smells like I'm going to feel better if I'm sick.
It smells like you're going to get three of these for the price of two in East London.
I'm usually there are rules against eating and drinking in the Cheers, studio, but for these games that we're doing, I thought this was probably a good idea.
Cheers,
oh, hey, Nolo, that white bag over there is a fancy camera.
Cheers.
If you want to use that.
A fancy camera.
Cheers,
Cheers.
Where did you get a fancy camera from? Cheers.
Turns out I had it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
That's spicy.
That's good for the throat.
But it's just like those Fireball sweets.
Yeah, it is.
The adult version, which will make you into really bad.
Aren't you glad? I almost didn't bring that one, and I loaded it in the car last thing
it's
this
a good
morning.
Starter.
I'm down for this. Wait, did you all just gulp it down, or you mean to sip?
I'm sipping.
I'm sipping as well. We're we're drinking. We're drinking out of paper cups.
You took
a really long sip.
I thought it was the whole thing.
I didn't pour big shots. I mean, I poured myself a bit of a triple because it was the first sort of sizer.
No, Ben, you looked like you'd had a rough week when you poured that. You looked like one of those people who pitches up at the bar at the end of the week and goes, give me one of everything.
It's like when I was staying in McGregor, the farmers would come in, and if there'd been drought or anything like that, they'd sit at the end of this long wooden trunk of a tree bar.
Yeah.
And the bar lady.
That sounds so beautiful.
Yeah. The bar lady would come and inform everyone on the other side what was happening on the one side. And she said, oh dear. she was a very heavy smoker and drinker.
Oh dear. Yeah.
And there'd be some farmer at the other end in his checked shirt with his head in his arms and his shoulders shaking. And she'd go, oh dear. We've got drunk for Driet at the other end of the bar.
Which is probably his name, actually.
Mr. D. Verdriet. Hey, how was your trip to Cape Town? I didn't catch up with you yesterday.
It was just a meeting. It's literally there, came back, sort of, in and out kind of thing.
Because there was a little bit of abuse on the message board for you for not being here on Wednesday. People get upset when you're not here. I'm sure there was for me for yesterday.
No, not once.
Oh, really? People are okay with that? Good, because I'm going away again in 2 weeks.
Do what you want, Gareth.
Hey, Nola.
Do what you must.
Yo, Gareth.
Yes?
Can we talk about the fact that Ben called you a princess on air?
What, for taking the day off yesterday?
Yeah, and he suggested that people should get sick during the week, or the weekend, rather.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Slightly misquoted, Nola, but you carry on with this party choosing.
Go on, tell me what else he said.
No, it was just the part
bust him.
No,
it's on the podcast.
Being sick.
On the podcast. I mean, you should listen to podcasts.
And see, I was offended on your behalf.
What did Ben say about me?
He said you were a princess for not coming into work.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
That's not what I said. Again, listen to the podcast, cliffcentral.com. You can find yesterday and all the other shows on the website.
You know, this is what I miss about having more of a female energy on the show. A few weeks ago, I was sick, and I was up at like 3 a.m., quarter to dying. Uh-huh. I messaged these two guys saying, hey, guys, I'm sorry, won't be able to make the show. There was silence.
Zero sympathy.
Nothing at all.
What do you want? Apparently this getting sick thing's what everyone does. So it's like, stop the presses. Sia's having a duvet day.
Hope you're okay.
But
get
you will be
soon.
Okay, Sia. Leanne almost died, okay? Well, don't try to throw your chesty cough into the ring.
I must admit.
Here.
See, guys are just different.
Someone said, I think it was some family member said, weren't you supposed to be going to speak on the Cliff Central?
On the Cliff Central, yeah.
And I said, yeah, but I mean, I don't even have a voice. And they said, well, what did Gareth say? And I said, well, he's got no sympathy for illness.
No, no, really. Guys, you know that.
This isn't my first rodeo.
This is my mother's fault. I told you what. This is the long, dark psychological story of me. And I don't have a lot of problems. But the one thing I think my mother could have done more of for us is give us a little bit of sympathy when we got sick. She used to hit us. If we said we were sick, she would say, You should not be sick.
Because it inconvenienced her.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, jeez.
No, but Leanne, so okay, so yeah, let's dial this back a bit. Young Gordon over here, who is a sickly boy historically, comes in. Gareth basically makes him out like he's just this absolute no-show, no-hoper.
Yeah, of course. But Ben...
So do you really want me to be, oh, Gareth's got a sore throat, he's got a scratchy throat?
Do you know that I came through for a meeting yesterday at 2 o'clock anyway?
Well done, Gareth. So it was a question of professional.
It was a question of priorities.
Yes.
It's a new client that we needed to talk to. So I came in for that, drove all the way just for that meeting. You didn't need to know that until this morning.
But Sia made out like we should all have a little duvet day where we can have our special little
I think duvet day is unnecessary.
He's the princess.
That's where the conversation went. Nola's fake newsing me here.
So oh, Nola, nice. You're fake newsing him. Very good. Listen to all this anger.
You two are just a problem.
Is anyone excited that it's Friday? Has anyone got an exciting plan for the weekend?
We're eating tacos today at 12.
Oh, what's we? You and Daniela?
Yeah. Well, she's the only person I really like hanging out with.
Of course, I know that. You're the only person. I mean, she's the only person in the world who will hang out with you.
Oh, she said, if you said that with more conviction and vigor.
You know how things have changed when your plans are, your weekend plans are, I'm having tacos at 12 o'clock in the day on Friday.
We used to go out every single night from Thursday to like Sunday.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore, man.
No.
But why would you want to? Like,
no,
would you,
I don't want
actually,
to.
Exactly.
No, I don't want to. But even if I had to, I don't know if I could. I do have one exciting thing happening. We've got a very good friend from, a sort of family friend from the Free State popping by. So tonight we're going to do a big dinner at my house for her and some of our friends. Yeah, it'll be cool. That means I have to actually, I'm not cooking. Don't panic.
Oh, thank goodness.
No.
People would die. So I'm not going to cook, but we'll
I've
see how that goes.
I've had two sips of this and I can feel it going straight to my head. And I have a long day ahead of me. So.
It's okay, princess.
Oh, that's what I get for caring. Alrighty then.
It's funny how you look at me like I said it.
You're the one who fueled this, but all in any case.
We'll get to the five things you need to know just now. We'll also look at Ben's sport. We've got George Meany popping by with the Auto Central update.
George is going to walk into a triple tequila. He wouldn't know about this.
Poor George. Last week he came in for a hot sauce meal he wasn't expecting. George is being punished every week.
Next week we'll all be high on shrooms. So full circle.
That's the drug show, yeah.
Are we doing the drug show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it legal?
I don't know.
We'll find out next
week. It's
the
internet. We can do what we want here. I have no pants on right now.
That's true.
You don't know.
Nobody knows.
We didn't want to say anything, but...
I wish you'd sit on a towel.
That's the only thing. The rest is fine.
All right, and then we've also got Robin Scher popping by from Lifestyle Home and Garden. We're going to talk to her about Croutons.
What are croutons?
Croutons are beautifully attractive, colorful, exotic, yet simplistic, variegated indoor plants. Those are croutons. Look over there.
Oh.
There, in those.
Oh, that are nice.
Ben, you can't pour tequila like you're pouring water.
Did you hear that? Was that tequila? You just poured like that.
She's on a mission.
Where is that going?
Wow. All right, if you want to call us, 0861-555-189, maybe you want to talk to Leanne, maybe you want to find out what we're drinking in here, because today's the drinking show, last week was the hot sauce show.
That's delightful. Jesus, you've outdone yourself here.
Is it good? Do you like it?
No, that's really
good
nice.
Quality tequila, right? Okay. Yes. And we're going to save the lawnmower petrol for later.
For George. For George, basically.
All right, let's get into some headlines for this morning. Do you want to do this?
Oh, well, I haven't prepared.
No, I've got it. That's okay. Why I thought you might want to.
There goes Gareth with his amazing briefing skills again.
Oh, no.
Shut up, Nola. Yeah, what
like
are you
that
laughing?
One, Nola.
Ben has been really shady lately.
What's going on? He's a grumpy son of a bitch, isn't he? Okay. All right. Patricia DeLille is happy for the platform to defend herself publicly. Yes. She's positive about a new process that will restart the disciplinary process against her. So according to her and the Democratic Alliance, they've agreed to allow her to defend herself in public, and she's delighted.
Isn't that nice? Patricia.
Yeah. According to an agreement that they made on Wednesday night, the DA will have to charge Dill from scratch, but the decision has increased unhappiness in the DA caucus, who hope to remove her through a motion of no confidence. The Cape Town mayor says she's positive about this new process that will restart the disciplinary action against her. 3 days will be set aside in August for the teams to consider reformulated charges. So they still hate each other, but now they're going to hate each other in public. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, I haven't been in the picture for a while, what you think, what you've been thinking of the whole thing all along, and how your opinion of DeLille has changed.
I don't know, like, I sort of feel like I'm on Patricia's side. I mean, the DA keeps saying she's done terrible things. I want to know what those terrible things are.
Yeah. So terrible, I can't tell you.
I mean, there was this ridiculous episode, I think it was Carte Blanche, where they went with Patricia to this shitty house that is the mayor's house. It's a shit house. It's like you'd expect it in, like, Bez Valley or something, you know?
The emails to Bez Valley.
It's a shit house. It's like, it's boring. It's got a trelly door on the front door. And then, I mean, we've got these beautiful tailor blinds and shutters that they've just put in blinds in the studio, which operate.
Oh, did you see the remote?
Are you kidding? Listen to this. You can't hear that because it's so
silent.
Quiet.
Yeah.
But these beautiful blinds come down, and now we can block out during the sex show, for example. We can block out Jonty and his naked squirting orgasm and stuff. Oh.
Yeah, it was that chair, Leanne. You're in.
Oh, my goodness. I was pulling something out of the chair earlier, and I thought it was one of my hairs, but it was too short.
So, this house that poor Patricia was in,
ooh-wee.
She's busy slamming the trelly door like in... in an ad, and she's saying, yeah, I put in a trelly door. And then she's showing you where she, you know, she fixed up some plaster work or whatever. And I'm thinking, is this what they want to fire her over? A trelly door?
Mm.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm confused. I'm really confused about this whole thing. And the DA just seemed to be like hell-bent on taking her down. And I think it's going to cost them. I really do. I don't know what it is. Stupid move.
It just seems like that's all they're doing, though.
Yeah.
And with 2019 coming, all they need to be doing is being less shit than the ANC,
right.
Hopefully, which isn't hard.
And how hard is that? So anyway, now they'll take each other on, and it'll be public. So Patricia can defend herself in public, which she's very happy about. Very excited. Most children and parents separated at the U.S.-Mexican border have been reunited.
That's inconvenient.
Yeah, because this was like, for all those people who want to pile on Trump and say what a complete insensitive asshole he is. First of all, he's the one who signed the executive order, pretty much keeping parents and children together, unlike previous administrations, which sought to take them and separate them. Government lawyers said 711 children were not eligible for reunification with their parents by Thursday's deadline, which was set by a federal judge in San Diego, but about 14,000 children of some 2,500 separated from their parents. Sorry, it's 1,400 of the 2,500 separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexican border have been reunited with their families.
Sure.
So that shows you there's still 700 odd who are not eligible for reunification. That either means, and you've got to be very careful about this, if you don't return the child to its parents, that doesn't mean that the government is trying to keep the child out or the parents out or anything like that. It could be that there are suspicions of child sex trafficking, which is a very real problem, right? So everybody gets all, oh my God, the government of the U.S. are separating kids from their parents. Sometimes it's not their parents. Sometimes it's child sex traffickers. And this happens across that border a lot of the time. So everybody who is all, oh my God, this is so morally evil. Well, how do you like the idea of child sex traffic? Because that could be what's going down. And obviously for Trump, this is just showing again that he's getting shit done, whether people like him or not. But it is ugly. I mean, to see those kids crying on the border. And most of that, by the way, most of the kids that have been filmed, there's that famous picture of that kid on the cover of Time magazine. Turns out she wasn't being separated from her parents at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole made-up story.
Oh.
So you've got to, there is actually fake news out there that you need to pay attention to and realize it's fake news. Gee, did you see this fire in Greece?
Yeah, and apparently there's serious indications of arson as well.
So people were burnt to death because they were trapped on the roads in their cars between two walls of fire.
Oh, no.
Burnt to death. They saw that there was one crowd of 24 people huddled together, burnt to death. Mm. I mean, it's just horrendous. This was on mountain passes, some of the worst Greek disaster in history. Monday night's blaze trapped dozens of people in their cars trying to flee a barreling wall of flames. Greece says it's suspected arson, as Ass said, was behind the devastating forest fire, which killed 83 people and turned the small town of Mati, east of Athens, into a wasteland of death and destruction.
The way that they found out that it might be arson is that the satellite images have shown that the wildfires started at different parts at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can do this.
Very sinister.
But isn't that interesting that you can use satellites to figure this out now?
Yeah.
Now they're just going to find out who's responsible. It's unbelievable. The toll is expected to rise, but they already have some. How many people are dead already?
80 people.
80, there we go.
Dead, 180 people injured.
Jesus. And they've about 300 firemen and volunteers were still combing the area for dozens still missing. This shouldn't have happened. People were perishing for no reason, a tearful woman shouted, as Defense Minister Panos Kamenos visited the town and nearby fire-ravaged areas. You left us at God's mercy, she said. Ugly, ugly story. 27 pupils at the same Limpopo High School are pregnant.
That's a lot.
27 girls, the same high school.
I mean, I remember one during my entire high school career.
And she was kind of shunned, wasn't she?
Yeah, hugely.
Was it
actually, I met her a few years later.
And she was okay?
I was actually at the gynae for a checkup.
And she was there for a 10th child.
You've just said it yourself. I did not say it. You said it.
She
was sitting there
eight?
With her husband, and I heard the name, the surname, and because I saw him, and I thought, isn't that Daniel? And then I heard the surname when they said Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah.
And they both got up, and she was pregnant. And then I couldn't resist. I said, hi, how are you doing? And he said, yeah, this is our fifth.
Very fertile, huh?
Very. Is but not all at the same time, like in
Well, this
Limpopo.
Is 27 pupils. At the Molautsi Secondary School, situated just outside of Polokwane, are pregnant. 14 of them are in grade 12. Mm. So that's matric, right? Earlier this month, Gauteng MEC for Health, Gwen Ramakgopa, visited an 18-year-old who'd given birth to triplets at Sashego Hospital.
Imagine!
Jesus. Well, your life is... whatever. Forget your plans.
Yeah, tacos at 12 o'clock on a Friday sounds like a pretty good plan now.
Anything sounds like a good plan compared to that. Can you imagine? Jesus, what a mess. Education spokesperson Sam Makondo says parents need to play a role in educating the youth on the importance of contraceptives. Well, how about starting there? Yeah, that's probably a good plan.
That's a good plan, but also maybe tell the teachers not to sleep with the students. Because how many times is a story like this about the teachers?
You would think. Huh?
I don't mean to interrupt the news, but bartender Ben has poured me some tequila.
Yeah, bartender Ben is working hard.
So here's the thing. I can't sip tequila just because I don't like the taste.
Well, I poured you a very, very...
I'm just throwing this
junior,
down.
Junior okay. Do a job with this, yeah.
Cheers.
Listen, we've got a major problem in this country with teen pregnancies. Major, major problem. By the way, guys, I also want to interrupt the news for a second since Sia did. We're drinking on an empty stomach.
Oh.
Has anybody eaten already?
Yes, I eat. I'm an adult.
Oh, I had some chocolate this morning.
That's what
don't think.
My stomach's made of steel and concrete.
Except
infrastructure bars. You know?
Ooh, I'm feeling so warm.
I'm going to need to eat something, otherwise I'm not going to enjoy this drinking experience.
Mm.
You know, you got to just take it slightly carefully. You don't want to... You get yourself hammered first thing in the morning. It doesn't send out the right message, just like teen pregnancy.
Yeah. our last meeting's at 1 p.m. As long as we make it till 1.
Jeez, but then I still got to get home. Yeah, no, I don't want to worry about this. And then finally, Kosovo's Mandela dies at 82. This is a guy called Adem Dimachi, who's a former long-term political prisoner known to the ethnic Albanians as the Mandela of Kosovo for his resistance to Serb rule. He died on Thursday at the age of 82. So I only really picked that up because they call him the Mandela of Kosovo. I don't know anything about this guy. I'm embarrassed to admit I don't know anything about Kosovo. Do you?
No, not lately.
Do you know anything about Kosovo?
No.
Except, of course, for the ugliness in the 1990s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it used to be in the news a lot.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from them in a while.
Kosovo, Serbia, Croatia, yeah. Montenegro, you know, Bosnia. Those are the... Anyway, he was released from jail in 1990. He served until 1995 as a human rights activist, reporting on abuses carried out under the regime of Slobodan Milosevic of Serbia. He spent 28 years in Serb jails. That's even longer than Mandela.
Well, 28 years in a Serb jail is like 47.
But does Serbia have a Robben Island, though?
Oh, this is true. If it did, it would be way out.
During Yugoslav times and was considered a symbol for Kosovo's majority ethnic Albanians in their struggle with communist Yugoslavia and later Serbia for greater rights for independence for the province. It is difficult to accept that our symbol of resistance has passed away. He was always unbreakable and unbending in the face of every challenge, Kosovo's president Hashim Taki wrote on Facebook. He won the European Parliament's Andrei Sakharov Prize for his human rights work in 1991, and he was head of the political representative office for the Kosovo Liberation Army, which launched a guerrilla war. There's quite a lot of parallels between him and Madiba.
Hmm.
You know, Madiba is in Umkhonto weSizwe. That's interesting. So it has been recognized, that's Kosovo, having ceded from Serbia in 2008, almost a decade after a NATO bombing campaign ousted Serbian forces and forced the crackdown on ethnic Albanians to end. It has been recognized by 115 countries, including 23 of the 28 EU members, but its UN membership is being blocked by Serbia's allies, Russia and China. Mm. So their struggle continues. A luta continua. All right, that's all you need to know for this morning so far. Let's get to Ben and find out what's going on in the sport. And then let me give a quick update on cryptocurrencies. $7,933 a Bitcoin and $465 for Ethereum. What have you got for us, Ben?
We've got a big Tour de France overview today with an actual Tour de France specialist. Dale Steyn is probably going to retire after the World Cup. Ashley Johnson tests positive for a banned substance. And Barcelona have got a gender scandal on their hands, Gareth. So yesterday we gave the Tour de France a bit of a go. Chris Froome, of course, being tackled by a policeman, and he was saying some really just horrible things to the policeman. Hey, Sia?
Well, it was quite a profanity.
Was he swearing at him?
He was. Yeah. Oh, okay. He was with a horrible French-English accent. But today we've got an actual Tour de France specialist on the line to give us an overview. It's my dad, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, how's it going?
Are you a Tour de France expert?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually at Tour de Oudtshoorn. I'm sitting in Oudtshoorn at the moment.
Ben seems to think that's not funny.
No.
It's actually a wonderful place. You guys should get down here sometime.
Okay. What happens in Oudtshoorn? Don't they have ostriches?
Ostriches, good weather, nice scenery, nice people. Yeah, it's great down here.
All right. Okay. So tell us about the Tour de France.
Okay, I realize it's not everybody's cup of tea, and particularly yours, Gareth. I know you actually hate the sport, but yeah. Please bear with me and understand that it's other people's cup of tea.
All right.
Okay, listen, where in the world, and indeed the world sport, do you get to see such amazing scenery coupled with such an iconic sporting event and all its daily dramas?
Golf.
And this year, indeed, we've had some serious dramas, particularly the painful variety. It started on day one when a young American guy who was making his debut in the Tour this year crashed heavily on his face, and he actually fractured his shoulder, bloodied face, bloodied eye. And what did he do? He got back up on his bike, and he carried on, and he's been cycling for the last 20 days injured. And that's just exactly what Ronaldo and Neymar would have done. They would have brushed their hair, got up, and carried on. Not. And God knows thought how many years we've had to listen to Phil Liggett and Paul Sherwin with their boring commentary. And now we've got two young Aussies, Matthew Keenan and Robbie McEwen, who's an ex-Tour de France rider. What incredible knowledge they have and great humor and a great pitch to their voice. It's been really entertaining this year. Let's talk about the race itself. Well, after years of Froome's domination, this year has seen quite a few challenges knocking on his door, and especially from his own team, Sky, in the guise of Geraint Thomas, who's in yellow currently. I think it's very good, and in fact, Chris Froome, not being the prima donna like so many of his predecessors, has actually agreed to help his teammates.
Well, that takes something. You don't hear about that in football, you know?
No. They chop each other to death. The French have finally got something to cheer about. The King of the Mountains leader, Julian Alaphilippe. And yesterday, they even managed to win a stage. I've been watching the Tour de France for over 25 years, and it's never, ever disappointed. And this year, it's been a great one, too. Today could be the final deciding stage where things get sorted out. It ends on Sunday, in fact. But today could be a great stage to watch. If you get a chance, watch it. And after that, don't forget to watch the lunar eclipse.
That's a real thing. Thank you. That was very professionally done. Thank you, Chris.
My dad makes me realize he's a real professional.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
This is probably well.
I thought he was much more interesting than you.
I haven't even started yet, Leanne.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Nice to talk to you. Enjoy Oudtshoorn. There we go. But I will agree with him. Like, the scenery is quite spectacular.
Yeah, it is. And it was a real privilege for me. My dad took me to go watch the race when I was 12. And it was nice. It was nice going to the towns and realizing what a big sport cycling is.
You went to see the Tour de France?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've been watching it with my dad being a cyclist. I've been watching it since I was 5.
Look, it is. It's a great race.
Did nothing for Ben.
It's a great race, but don't tell me then you're going to try this in 4 ways and then sit in the coffee shop in your sweaty lycra.
It's completely different.
Exactly.
What's wrong with 4 ways, boot?
Try to draw the line.
What's wrong with that?
I'm trying to enjoy breakfast and then Smelly comes near with his cleats still on like he's just got off the King of the Mountains. No. To other sport, Barcelona, they got a bit of a gender scandal, so they thought they would get some great PR.
Have they got a man playing as a woman or a woman playing as a man?
Steady on, Gareth. So they thought they'd get some great PR by getting onto the plane for this preseason tour, so the men's and the women, both teams, are going on a tour together. How cool is that? The men's go business class, the women go in the back of the plane.
No.
Oh, no.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Well, the back's the fun part.
Well, obviously,
it's like the back of the bus.
Because now it's like it's the whole pay gap again. The whole why men should make more money than women.
And you're a real feminist ass. Come on, what do you think?
So not. But yeah, why didn't they just seat them normally? You know, by surname or something.
No, because the superstars have to go. I mean, are you telling me that these guys who are making like $1 million a day are not going to go business class? Of course they fly, but it's the only way they fly.
How did we hear about this? Did any of the teammates speak out, or?
Well, everyone's just commenting. So Barcelona had this huge PR thing over social media, like, look, our guys and girls, they're together. And then as soon as the flight actually got going, it was just like the guys in business class in the big chairs. And then the girls were like, I don't know, fighting over a bag of pork scratchings in the back seats.
And they just didn't say anything.
Well, I'm sure the girls had a lot to say about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, we've been talking about this whole gender pay gap quite a lot in the last sort of 10 days in the sport here, because I don't shy away from anything. And there we go.
How many seats do you have in business class? Maybe not enough for everybody?
Enough for the men's team. Which is what...
Well, as you say, they do get paid more.
Then they should have done 2 separate flights.
Mm. But then you couldn't have the one team, one plane, one group.
It is a bit of a PR nightmare.
It is a PR nightmare. Everyone's like, yeah, they're on the same same plane, but, you know, there's just worlds apart. The FA, so they have this whole investigation into children being interfered with from a young age by these creepy old coaches. So there's been a whole investigation here led by some pretty interesting people, and they say there's no conspiracy or cover-up by the FA that child molestation was being swept under the goalpost, so to speak. So they said, yes, some teams have been negligent and some people have turned a blind eye towards the kind of stuff, but it's not like Hollywood where all those kids get molested to be in films. That pedophile ring we've always spoke about. The FA are basically saying, we're not as bad as Hollywood, but yes, there have been cases of molestation, which we need to obviously not be too proud of. Ashley Vajpatch Johnson, he's been banned for 6 months. Unfortunately, the ex-Springbok has failed a drug test. He's now playing for Wasps, and pretty horrified that he took this. I mean, thing is, when you're a pro athlete, we spoke about Serena Williams being overly tested this week. You can do this in the most innocent ways. I mean, you could be having a shot of Fireball at 6 in the morning with your mates and find out that there's something in that.
Just another day.
But then, unfortunately for Vajpatch, he's like, oh, shit.
Vajpatch.
I use a Vajpatch, actually.
What? Yes,
well, you've seen this guy's hairstyle.
Well, at least until you hit the menopause, yes.
Yes.
Probably have to use a Vajpatch.
So,
a lot of girls do.
This is an official statement. So, Johnson tested positive for the presence of a specified substance, hydrochlorothiazide. S5 diuretic and that masking agents. Good. Ooh, masking agents. That's not good.
Nope.
And so he'll be 6 months, but it has been retrograded. I think that's the term they use. Backdated to February the 7th. So he'll be able to play again from August the 6th.
Okay.
Not always really crying about. It's just that it tarnishes you. You know, Vajpatch is doing well. He's given his all. And now he's tarnished.
Wait, let me check if it is.
He's been tarnished as a doper. And Dale Steyn's been making some mutterings about the fact that after the next World Cup, which is next year, of course, in England, which every match will go duck with Lewis because the weather's terrible, that he will not be playing after that. But will he make the side? I don't think it is. I think this is just tired reporting, just the tired headlines being thrown out and picked up by people. Let's be honest, there's a bugger of sport in the go at the moment. These cricket series are kind of in between matches. But should Dale Steyn play the World Cup? Well, he can't even make the current ODI squad for the Sri Lanka series. Mm-hmm. And he says he'll play Test cricket until he can no longer do that. But the ODI game, well, that's just too far for the 35-year-old.
Wow.
See, when you're 35, it's fine. When you're a 35 pace bowler,
maybe time to step off.
A little long in the tooth there.
Hmm.
So I wish Dale Steyn absolutely the best because he's a great guy. And I think he's given so much to the sport and people of South Africa with his exploits. But, I mean, let's face facts. I don't think he's got much to offer from here on in. And it's as simple as that. But he's still made a life for himself in the game. He's got dogs, he's got hobbies, he's got friends. This is a man who chose balance.
That's a relief.
Rather than anything else. Ooh. So he'll always have things to fall back on.
So, what's Jacques Cullis doing at the moment? I thought about him the other day.
Jacques Cullis, did I not see his billboard?
He's got a billboard?
Well, a billboard of a product he's endorsing.
But he
which
is still
is
playing
around
cricket, right? Isn't he?
Hair
not playing
treatment.
At all.
Nah, I don't even think he's doing the T20 kick-arounds anymore. No, look, Jacques Cullis has made lots of money.
Sure he has.
He's made lots of money.
But, you know, he's also... He doesn't need to be doing hair plug stuff anymore, does he?
No, his hair's cool.
That
golden.
Is sad.
It's back, huh?
Yeah, he's probably playing golf. Look, it was obviously heartbreaking when Mark Boucher got a job.
I mean, so. He's not going to do a Percy Montgomery on us and end up sleeping in someone's garage.
Percy Montgomery.
Shame.
Guys, if you... The greatest sporting account on Instagram is Monty15Monty.
We've got to get him in here.
We must get him in here. Again, he's a great guy. I think he's been led astray a little bit, but he's giving his all for his life.
Percy Montgomery would be the greatest guest. Can you imagine? Because he doesn't care anymore.
What is he? Yeah, I don't know anything.
Monty15Monty on Instagram. No, just follow him.
Do you remember who he was?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
But guys, he's positive. He's trying. He's living the life to the fullest, which
absolutely.
Is great. I mean, you love seeing that kind
of stuff. He would join us for these drinks this time in the morning.
Of course he was.
Jeez.
I mean, this is a Bay Life breakfast right here. There's no life like the Bay Life, eh, Monty?
All right, very
so
good.
So that's pretty much it for the sport of the weekend. There's not a lot going on. There's golf. European Tour's got some big thing in Germany. Patrick Reed's there. He's pissing off cameramen. And, otherwise, next week, let's hit it hard. There's going to be more rugby to talk about, and there's going to be all kinds of other good things. All plus right. The cricket tours, India in England and SA in Sri Lanka.
Mm,
very
sounds
exciting.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a message from Michelle. She says, thank you, Ben, for your dad's tour update. I'm a huge fan. So there we go. There's one word of support there because we don't do a lot for cycling on the show. Every morning I wake up at 6 and I feel like I should carry on sleeping, but then I turn on what you guys are doing. Suddenly I'm up in a great mood. I love you guys, but Ben is on another level of sarcastic today. Funny as hell. I love it. Great job, guys. You make my day every day. That's Mr. B. Someone saying, hey, Leanne.
Oh, hello.
Leanne has been there for 18 minutes and already she's turned the studio into a bar. With paper cups, nochal, says someone else. Someone else says, hey, Leanne, I'm off and I'm so glad I woke up to hear the gang. Also, you're like Helen Zillenau with no bar thing.
Oh, of course.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Leanne Mole, the OG, says someone else. Oh. My golly, good golly, Mr. Wally, it's fucking Leanne Molly.
That's the best poem I've ever heard.
I think so too. It's really good. All right, so there we are. If you want to get hold of us, you can message us. Nola's looking at me like she's not sure the phone lines are working. 0861-555-189. Then she can put you on, you can talk to us, you can let us know what's on your mind. This morning. All right, Sia, it's time for Said by Sia. What do you got for us today?
I always like bringing these stories that are good news, but also at the same time show off the best of what we humans are all about. And so this morning, I just have some great news. Human trials for artificial kidneys could begin this year.
That is good news.
Absolutely, with first
and
patient
implants. This doesn't implants. Mean this isn't those big dialysis machines that you have to exactly haul around it. With you on a chain, right?
Exactly. Imagine the number of lives that can be saved.
Yeah.
So this is an implantable bio-artificial kidney may be ready for human trials by the end of the year. This is according to a recent update from researchers. Now, if this is approved by all medical parties involved, the breakthrough creation could save thousands of patients currently on the transplant list for a new kidney. So they're currently dubbing this, quite original, the Kidney Project, which is a coalition heading...
Wow, what should we call this? I don't know, guys.
It's a project about kidneys?
I don't know, but that sounds so complicated. Shouldn't we try to simplify it a little bit?
I don't know.
I know. What is it, Megan? Oh, I think we should call it the kidney issue. No,
sounds like tissue.
What about if we call it the Kidney Project? No, yeah. Doug, don't be stupid. That's so obvious.
Yeah, but at least it tells people what it is.
All right, we'll call it the Kidney Project.
I'm really trying to focus.
That's
this
great.
Morning.
All right, love it.
Yes.
I love it.
This is a coalition heading up the contraptions development, and they've just updated the world this week, saying that they've been asked to conduct additional preclinical testing before receiving approval for human trials. So the body says while the request for additional evidence was not anticipated, it is a measure of the revolutionary nature of our project that there's no precedent for safety reviews of similar technology and materials. So in that light, they say, it is understandable that the Research Ethics Board are requesting additional data to document the safety of the bioartificial kidney. But I think this is just awesome. Currently, researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, and also the National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering are the ones who are looking and researching and developing this. But this is awesome. If you really think about it, you know, they're receiving approval for the trials by late this year or early 2019. So you think about the number of people who could be saved by this, who don't have to go through dialysis. I think this is incredible. So it's a great crossroads of modern technology and great science meeting good news this morning for Said by Sia.
Fantastic. All right, when we come back in a little bit, we'll have some news for you. We'll talk about some of the stories of the day. Take your calls. 0861-555-189. And we'll have Robin pop by from Lifestyle. We'll also have George Meany in for Auto Trader this morning. Lots of exciting stuff. Leanne Mole's with us.
Woo!
How's your drink, Leanne? You're right there.
It's empty, as usual.
Alright, we're also drinking this one.
What would you like? Fireball?
I'll have some more tequila, thanks.
More tequila. Yeah, tequila's good.
Alright, see ya for you.
Let's do... I actually enjoyed the Fireball. I'll have some of that, please.
Alright, look at us, guys. Some people would say this is uncivilized. We say it's brilliant.
This is CliffCentral.com.